Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety, and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. In this episode, I'm going to share three top hacks to get your career moving forward faster than it is at the moment. If you're finding that your career isn't moving forward in the right way, take these three elements, start putting them into action, and see what happens. The first one is to actually engage with the recruiters. Believe it or not, recruiters are actually human too. I know lots of people have bad opinions of them and maybe have had bad experiences, and we do find a lot of people sharing that. I've been engaging with a lot of recruiters in the health, safety, and environment space and taking their feedback to see what we can do better to try and help them do their job and also help us develop our careers. So just remember, they're humans too. You need to be able to build personal relationships with them, and that means you need to put in the effort, i.e. arranging to meet up for a coffee, getting on the phone, doing a video chat, and getting to know them as a person to let them know what you can offer them, so that whenever they meet the right client that they can say, oh, my friend such and such can actually deliver what you're looking for in this job, for example. Recruiters aren't just another person looking to take your money from you, and you need to get rid of that attitude if that's the way you think about it at the moment. So put in that extra effort, start developing those relationships, and see what transpires. Number two then is developing your personal brand. We went over and over this with different people on the Safety Podcast, and it keeps coming up again and again. If you haven't taken any action, now is the time to do it. You're not too late. There's still huge opportunity out there. I posted something on LinkedIn the other day that said that only 1% of current LinkedIn users actually post content on the platform. And anybody who's involved in social media marketing and that type of thing knows that LinkedIn is exploding at the moment, and the organic reach with LinkedIn is the same as what Facebook was 5 years ago, which is massive. So it's time to take advantage of that. And that means you need to get out there, share your knowledge. Don't be afraid to be wrong. Keep being inquisitive, get involved in conversations, and show your desire to keep learning. If you're not motivated to do that, then you need to ask yourself, what are you actually doing in the profession? As well as that, I see a lot of people out there who are quite negative when it comes to actually getting onto social media and the whole networking thing. You have to ask yourself, are you going to be a glass half full person or a glass half empty person? Let me be honest, nobody wants to be around negative people. And as the old saying goes, misery loves company. So if you keep putting negative opinions out there, then you're going to attract the same back. And until you start being positive and acting with optimism and putting that out into the world, then you'll not get the same back. It's called the law of attraction. You can look that up, and I'm a firm believer in it. So if your perception of developing a personal brand or putting yourself out there amongst the social networking sphere is currently negative, I challenge you to turn your attitude towards a positive light and start acting with positivity and optimism and see where that gets you. Okay, we're already on to our third and final, perhaps even the most important tip of all, is that you need to focus on developing your soft skills. If you're an HSE professional or a manager, supervisor of any type, this seems to be the big thing right now, where companies are really focusing on not just technical ability or qualifications. They want people to have people skills. And the more technology is developing and our society is becoming more digitized, arguably these skills are going to become more and more valuable, because it's easier for us to just communicate via computers and the technology that we have at our fingertips. I was just reading there last night that the Fortnite World Cup took place at the weekend, and they reckon that esports is now going to potentially take over traditional sports, which is obviously a huge thing. And the winner of that Fortnite World Cup, which I know nothing about, received $3 million in prize money at the age of 16. So things are changing, guys. And as I say, one thing that I've taken away from a lot of the folks that I've spoken to on the Safety Podcast is that soft skills are becoming more and more valued by organizations. So what does this mean? This means that you have to develop your ability to negotiate. which means putting yourself in uncomfortable positions, again, getting out of your comfort zone, whether that be with colleagues, peers, or people you're working alongside in different organizations. You need to be able to push yourself to make progress, and that means that we need to put ourselves into the positions where we're having to compromise with people and also show your values and be able to stand your ground where we need to at the same time. Of course, within the health, safety and environment profession, it's fundamental that we're able to do that, but we do need to be able to negotiate and find the common ground as well. Secondly, you need to be able to build your competence in actually coaching others. A lot of the traits within our profession traditionally have been that we are the people with the knowledge, the people with the facts, the people who others lean toward to get answers from. But we need to transition into allowing others to find the right answer for themselves and guiding them along that path. We don't always need to be the one that's the fountain of knowledge. So if you want to be a leader, you have to get comfortable in letting other people grow in spite of your own self-interest and maybe in spite of what you normally have done. And finally, on the point of developing soft skills, you must become a problem solver and a solutionist, someone that can resolve conflict between different parties, departments, and so on. If you find yourself often acting as a mediator, which we often do, or if you don't, try to get yourself into that position. If you're acting as a mediator between different people or groups of people, then be sure to be the one that's trying to help everyone get to a place of compromise. Clearly, you'll have your own objectives that you want to achieve and make sure that you're always sort of aiming towards that as well. But if you're seen to be the person that's helping people with conflicting views compromise with one another and get to a point where there's a positive outcome, then that's a great point from which you can grow and continue to influence. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.